from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bills home opener coming up on Sunday. Andy Major, Buffalo Bills Vice President of Operations and Guest Experiences, is with us on the Trocare College Live Line on WBEN. It's going to be a full stadium on Sunday, Andy. First, what is the impact on parking from the stadium construction this season?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Susan. Really appreciate it. Packed house Sunday, Arizona Cardinals coming to town. One of the new things we have in place this year is a 2-lane egress for postgame on Big Tree Road, basically leading from Fieldhouse Drive to Southwestern, and then a coned off pedestrian walkway for a safer pathway for folks that are walking to the southern parking lots. So that's one of the big changes for postgame egress. Parking is a lot different this year, too. We have all of our season ticket holders were offered the chance to buy a permit this year for the Bills parking lot. So all Bills parking lots are permitted. So we're asking fans, if you don't have a permit, you know, just like they did last year, please have a plan, have an advanced plan. Do your best to carpool if possible, as much as possible. And again, have a plan about where you're going, what time you're leaving, which lot you might be aiming for in the neighborhoods. You know, especially if you don't have a parking permit, it'll be important for fans to have a good plan on their arrival.
Go together, if possible. I was just there over the weekend, Andy, and saw the stadium. I mean, looks incredible. It's definitely going to be a different look in the tailgate and everything as you're walking into the stadium. For that walk in, if you're parking a little bit further away, are there maybe routes that people used to take, cut-throughs or something like that, that just flat out won't be accessible?
Yeah, hi, Brian. Yeah, no, you know what? It's amazing to see the new stadium. We're excited for fans that haven't been here quite yet in a while, you know, to see the new stadium construction and how high it is in the air and right across the street from the new place. Yeah, you know, almost same as last year, where the construction project is on the west side of Abbott Road across from the current stadium. Some of those cut-throughs through the old Erie Community College campus area, those no longer exist. So people have to go north on Southwestern Boulevard to walk on the sidewalks there to get to our stadium, or they can walk south on Big Tree Road towards the stadium, but there won't be those cut-throughs. And that's really only on the west side of the stadium. So all the other areas around the campus are still, you know, being used by fans. Our fans have been great. And, you know, last year after a game or two, they really seemed to figure out the parking and the arrival and their travel plans. So that's what we're hoping for this year as well.
You know, last season, there were some instances of fans getting into the construction site. Is the team doing anything more this season to keep fans from trying to enter the pit?
Yeah, you know, the Buffalo Bills, we work so closely with all of our partners, the sheriff, you know, the ECC college there, the new stadium construction team, our security partners. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of attention on safety. So safety is our number one priority, as everybody's well aware. And, you know, we did enhance the safety and security procedures around that site, especially after last year's first game. We really didn't see many issues there during the course of the year. Pretty much if someone, you know, was inebriated or did something kind of not so smart, by trying to climb the fence, they were immediately apprehended and arrested. So those security teams are well aware of their campus and the area. And we've got the video surveillance going. We've got the security out there. We just want fans to be safe and, you know, obviously not go into the new stadium construction site. It is a construction zone, so most fans adhere to that, and we have no issues. So we anticipate our fans being great this year and having a great time.
You know, speaking of security, there's a new state law that would impact how the team hires security guards for game days, allowed to hire more, this time guards without the licenses that have been required for the last 30-plus years. Can you help us understand this a little bit more and how it impacts the Bills, basically allowing you guys to hire some, not all, but some unlicensed security guards?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually a little bit older. It's not new. It's something that we've been doing now for 3 years. So it was just renewed this year. So that'll still be in place. So we need to have at least 50% or more of all of our private security team as licensed guards. So we just found that there were many positions we had with the security team that really didn't require necessarily having a security guard license. And our security teams in the county were having a tough time staffing, you know, our building for 70,000 fans. So we worked really closely with our government officials and with the sheriff and our private security team and others, you know, to really work through this. How can we make it better for the fans, safe for the fans, so we didn't have to close the gates or have to close lines? You know, it doesn't take too much for somebody to look at a metal detector and tell us if it went green or red on the light, you know, so that kind of a thing. Or checking a credential and knowing what to look for in certain access areas. So, yeah, so that's actually worked out great. Since we've enacted that with Albany, we've been able to fully staff the gates, have all the lines open, and the last 3 years, our in-house attendance before kickoff has gone up tremendously, to the point last year we had an all-time record high. 96% of our fans were inside the stadium before kickoff. So that's actually worked really well and helped us out on game days.
Hey, lastly, Andy, anything new on what you can or can't bring into the stadium?
You know, good question, Susan. Nothing has really changed on the items. Last year, our biggest change was, and it's not going to affect any fans this weekend, but was battery-operated clothing for those colder weather games. So that was the new one last year, that we do allow that now. And then that's still the case. But nothing new on the prohibited items, permitted items list. Just a friendly reminder when it gets cold that the fans will be able to do that again with their battery-operated clothing. So same plans as last year for that.
All right. And hoping for some good weather this weekend as everybody's ready to head back to the stadium. Andy, thanks so much for being on with us. Good luck as you get the preparations ready this week.
Appreciate it very much. Thanks, guys, and go Bills.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.